Ray Fonier, the chairperson for the bazaar, said, "Tell them, Father, if they promise to go to the bazaar after Mass, they get the short homily." See what we can do. I'm going to reference a play, a very old play, performed on Broadway 84 years ago. It remains still, I believe, one of the most performed, read, and assigned in schools works of literature in American literary history. And to hopefully prove my point, let me take a survey. How many people have either seen the play or the movie version, who had to read in school, or have heard the title Our Town? Thank you for proving me right. And the amazing thing about Our Town is that it's not about anything incredibly dramatic. All it's about, really, is the holiness and sanctity of ordinary everyday life in a fictitious New England town that Wilder called, the playwright Thornton Wilder, fellow New Englander, called Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, which I guess is based on the real town of Peterborough, New Hampshire. And during the course of the play, we get to know the people of Grover's Corners. We get to feel like they're our friends. We get to feel like we're part of the town. And there's no character that we love more than a young woman named Emily, who tragically dies giving birth to her first child. And toward the close of the play, a character who is the narrator comes out on the stage. And the setting is a cemetery. And he says, "This is a very important place here in our town. Because you see, the people here, they're waiting for something. They're waiting for something very big and important. And of course, everybody knows that he's talking about the resurrection of the dead." And he goes on to say, "You know, I don't care what anyone says with their mouth. Deep down in their souls, we all know that there's something in this world that is eternal." And then he adds, "And that something hasn't got to necessarily do with the land or the sea or the sky or the moon or the stars. That something has got to do," he says, "with human beings." And that's basically the same message Jesus is giving the Sadducees in today's gospel reading. He's saying, "Come on, fellas, get with the program. God is God of the living, not the dead. And deep down in your hearts, don't you know, as the Pharisees already know, that we, that our Father in heaven created all of you for eternity, to live and reign eternally with him in his perfect kingdom?" That's what Jesus says to the Sadducees. And I love the opportunity when this gospel is proclaimed to use this silly line. The Sadducees were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. But it would maybe surprise us to know that for many, many centuries, the Israelites and then the Jews did not believe in a life after death. Even from Moses' time, for a long, long time, the idea was that if you lived a good life, God would bless you in this world, and he would bless you and your descendants, and that those who were ungodly and didn't listen to God would be cursed. Well, it took them way too long to figure out that it just don't work that way. But by the time, 2 or 3 centuries before Jesus came, and that's incidentally about the time frame of our first reading from Maccabees, God was leading the Jews, the Israelites before them, and then the Jews, on a journey of understanding that the fulfillment of the kingdom and justice for all the righteous will never be found in this world completely, but for those who look forward to the resurrection of the dead. And I think that it's deep in the souls of every human being, but especially for those of us who had the blessing of being raised in the Catholic Christian faith and who have been taught that we do indeed can pray for the faithful departed because they were built and made and created, as we all were, to be with God for all eternity. And yet it is still our same Catholic belief that nothing imperfect enters the presence of God, that we cannot be fully embraced in Jesus' eternal hug until that time when we have no spot of sin left on our souls. Let's think about that for a second, and then we say, whoa, wait a second. How many of us die in a perfect state of sanctity? Maybe that guy there did. Maybe not. Maybe Mother Teresa did, or St. Hedwig, or many of the saints died and they went straight to heaven. But for most of us, and I especially include myself, thank God, and I mean literally thank God, that his mercy extends beyond this life, and that if we're trying real hard to cooperate with his grace and to grow in holiness, and we're headed in that direction, and yet not fully purified and cleansed of our sins, that we have the opportunity to be further purified, cleansed, and healed in that estate, that process, much more than a place historically referred to as purgatory. You don't hear purgatory talked about a lot, but thank God it's there. I'm counting on purgatory. Even if I just have to grab hold by one little finger with a bar and chin myself up to get in there. But God will help me, and you will help me, and we'll all help each other. Because that's why we offer up masses for the faithful departed. They are in that state called purgatory. They can pray for us, and they do, but they cannot pray for themselves any longer. This is the way God wills it, that we work together, that we are bound together, even beyond the threshold that leads from this life to the next. And the saints in heaven, the elect, pray for all of us. That's the church, the body of Christ, joined. And so we fill out the purple sheets and we put them in the binders and we place it before the altar during the month of November, during this time especially set aside to pray for the faithful departed, that they will be completely healed and cleansed and see Jesus face to face and live and reign with him forever. So let us never forget the extent of God's mercy. Let us never forget to pray for the dead. And let us never forget what we know all the time deep down in our hearts and souls, that something in this world God made is eternal. And that something, as Thornton Wilder said, has got to do with God and human beings. God love you.